Welcome to part two of the AAT P11D podcast. Part one looked at preparation and submission, but this one looks at the calculation of expense payments and benefits to be reported on the P11D. The general rule is the cash equivalent or value is the cost to the employer or to any other third-party provider, and there are then some exceptions to the general rules based on specific legislation, covering live-in accommodation, vouchers, car and fuel benefit charges, and company vans. The P11D entry should include details of any amounts made good to the employee, or from which income tax was deducted under PAYE, and the taxable benefit is then the net cash equivalent. The timescale for making good should be reasonably short. HMRC guidance on making good car fuel in its employment income manual says the following. In many instances, the making good required is completed by the end of the tax year, but you will find cases where making good does not occur until after the end of the tax year. This may be where mileage records and repayments in the final months of the year take a little time to process. You can accept this as meeting the terms of the legislation, provided final settlement is made without unreasonable delay. I think it's important to bear that in mind in terms of when we're claiming that benefits are not chargeable because amounts have been made good. The expense payment or benefit to be reported on a P11D must include the full amount of any VAT, and this is irrespective of any amount that may be recovered in whole or in part. It's also important to remember that P11Ds have to be reported on a tax year basis, not based on the company accounts year end. So let's now have a look at the different items to be reported on the P11D.